What's your name?
Michael Miller.
And how old are you right now?
And right now, I'm 47.
And when were you born?
In 1971.
Alright. So, about what time do you remember political issues growing up? As early as you can remember.
Probably the earliest that I remember would be back to Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you remember...
And he was... Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
He was in, like, the mid-80s?
Yeah.
Mid to late 80s? Until 88?
Do you remember... Yeah.
Not sure.
Do you remember all of the issues that were passed on from previous presidents to him that he was dealing with at the time? From, like, Jimmy Carter and Nixon?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't really aware of that. I wasn't really aware of anything before him. The only things that I can remember were the things that they were focusing on that were happening at
that time.
That time, yeah.
Okay. Do you ever remember your parents talking about politics, especially the stuff that had previously happened or at the time? Was that a thing, that common thing that happened?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I can't say I really do remember. It doesn't mean that they didn't, and maybe I just don't remember it because I probably wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Okay.
But they may have, may or may not have. I just don't remember.
How did music influence your adolescence and growing up?
I don't know, I guess it had like a partial influence, because it made me, I would always, I guess, people I made friends with had kind of like similar taste in music, I guess. A lot of people that hung out in your different groups, I don't know, maybe it's still like that in school.
Not really.
No.
I don't know. All my friends have different music tastes.
Yeah. Well, it kind of was when I was in school.
Would you say that music was an outlet for you? Did you look up to any specific musicians as an inspiration when you were growing up?
No, not really. I don't think, no, I know what you mean too.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I did have friends who were like that, but I don't think I ever was. I mean, I strictly listened to the music just because I like the music.
And yeah.
I like the sound of it, you know, the beat, the rhythm, you know. I never really thought about the people that were performing it, I guess.
No, yeah, it makes sense.
You could say.
What are your stances on Roe versus Wade and the abortion trial?
Well, I think that the law of Roe versus Wade, I think it should stand. I don't think it should ever be overturned. Is that what you were asking for?
Yes, yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
So, going off that, do you remember any of that from the 70s? Do you remember any of that going on when it was first happening?
No, I don't remember any of that when it was happening. I guess I remember hearing about it when I was in high school, probably in one of our classes. Mm-hmm. We probably talked about it. So that's kind of the earliest I remember anything about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it briefly covered when you were in high school, if you remember, or was it a big topic?
I don't remember.
Don't remember, okay.
No.
Were school shootings at the time a fear or a thought for most people or yourself when you were in school, in high school?
No. Not really. It was not a big thing. The only thing that I can remember that would come anywhere close to that when I was in school were bomb threats. We would have, I do remember being evacuated before, probably more than once over my whole time in school. So I would say at least once or probably twice, then that's what it ended up being. It was a bomb threat that was called in. And I think it was actually, I think they did catch the person that was doing it, and it was actually a student.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it was a student that was, I think, was like expelled from school. Like they got kicked out earlier in the year. Yeah.
Do you remember the Kent State shootings that had happened during the 70s? Were they talked about at all? Was it a shock to many people when it first happened, do you think?
I'm sure it was a shock to people when it happened. I don't remember talking about that in school at all, but we might have. It doesn't mean we didn't. Mm-hmm. If we did, I just don't remember. That's about it on that. I remember it, but it wasn't until I was older and from hearing it on bits and pieces of like news broadcasts.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents' political views, especially if you could say now, over Watergate, when that whole scandal ended up happening and all of that?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what their view was on that whole Watergate thing with Nixon. I don't ever remember talking to them about it, what they thought about it, but it's been talked about, you know, very often in the recent year, you know, last recent months and years because of our current president. They keep using that as a comparison. So I guess it has come up with my parents and me, but just like not, but talking about our current president. Mm-hmm. And then
comparisons
were made, but based on their political views today, I would say that they were for impeaching Nixon. they were probably in favor of that.
Looking back at all of that and comparing it to today, when Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon immediately as he got into office, do you think that was fair?
Based on what I've heard about it, that basically that's what happened, mm-hmm. You know, as soon as he took over the presidency, that was the first thing he did, was he pardoned Nixon.
Yeah.
In my opinion is, no, it's not fair. I don't think he should be above the... In my opinion, that makes him above the law. And I don't think even the president, or even, you know, and even if you were president or president at the time, it does not make you above the law.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.